After we begin this year, in regard to the grace of God, I wonder to ask you, how many times have you ever heard Titus 2, verses 11 and 12, used in sermons or in bulletin articles or in various tracts that you have seen? Is it because they just skipped over that verse, or the explanation to them is the idea that grace does everything wonderful for us and there's no responsibility to it? Do you get that idea from the passage that I'm citing here, Titus 2, verse 11? For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and deny worldly lust and live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We emphasize the need to be godly as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, John 4, verse 24. And so it is that the grace of God teaches us. Do you sense the responsibility to avoid ungodliness and worldly lust? What is ungodliness and what is worldly lust? Well, ungodliness would be people telling lies and falsehoods, representing that which is not true, that which is not accurate, neglecting the definition of a word in the proper way that God used it in His Word, or neglecting the context in which He used that. A person today might teach others to build an ark for their salvation if they were to neglect the context in which a verse is found. Are you following the grace of God in the teaching that is given? This message brought to you by the Crockett Church of Christ, located on Highway 4 west of Senatobia, about 7 miles from the interstate. The Sundays, 9:30, 10:30, and 6, and Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. This is Robert Rawson in this new year.